The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is it? Your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, yeah. Reverb, yeah. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the urban gospel talk show that plays the best in gospel music and Christian hip hop. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station, or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Reverb Live Show. com. During the live show, you can post your comments, and we will post them and read them live on air. It's easy. All you have to do is jump on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or Facebook Live, and we'll read your comment live on air, making you part of the live show. Listen, when we come back, we're going to check in with the Reverb Live crew. We're also going to check in with you. So if you're out there, post your comment up there. Say what's up. Tell us where you're checking in from so we can shout you out when we get back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
When they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests, but instead it's the faith that they preach. And this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they commit to the Father. They share the fate of Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot and they're killed. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book of the last, to shepherd the flock as they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come after. Here to come after. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I seen ISIS put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And as the blood colored the tide in the sea, I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we pleased. And pray and open up our Bibles and read. See, while our brothers out there dying, we're free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church, but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them as lit a fire beneath my behind, and bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out, the lions unleashed. The Lord, before I join the silence, I plead. Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. Proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's what our children are misled, they're taught there's no proof that a God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel, see they are polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked, it is just foolish to follow it. Putting up with it is not enough, they want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easy, it's for Yeshua and God I live. I poked the RC and I was squatting and poop on your Baphomet. Cats packing gas, shooting tooth, popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rat-tat-tat-tat, boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put boogers to my head and say, my head and say, deny your God, I'm screaming, Christ is Lord, hallelujah, all day. Jesus gave his life for me and he brought. Life for me and he brought.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible
in the hand. Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart.
Bring the beat back, man.
Reverb Live Show, the best urban gospel show, is going down for you right here. I got the livest crew in the building, and y'all got to meet them. My name is DJ Rain. I got the crew in the building. For those that are out there listening, we're going to check in with you as soon as we come back. But let's check in with the crew first. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What up, DJ Rain? What up, King D3?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about, I want to talk for a moment to those people who are, those children who have now had children. Mm-hmm. So that means your kids have grandparents,
right?
And you have adult children who like to hold the grandbabies hostage from the grandparents.
Mm.
Right? So I just wanted to be like, you know, adult children, please stop holding your parents hostage by not allowing them to see their grandchildren.
Oh, I get, I was like,
that actually hurts.
Follow that.
That,
yes,
that does hurt. That hurts.
The grandparents want to,
yeah,
see them.
You
babies.
Know, you know they love those grandbabies. Stop holding them hostage from seeing them because you're not getting your way on something. Like, oh, since you don't want to keep them, then oh, I thought you didn't want to see them.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Little things like,
okay,
little things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, unless they're trying to do something crazy, like you turn them against God, or, you know, you're trying to teach them some foul things, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, other than that, nothing else is that serious. They raised you, didn't they?
Oh,
they raised you up. They trained you, didn't they? So allow them to see those grandbabies. Matter of fact, every opportunity they get, because they have an opportunity to see the seeds beyond their seeds. They're seeing their children, and then they're seeing their grandchildren. Something that came from their body that's still producing, and that is a blessing for them.
You just made that deep, like the understanding of why the grandparents care to see is like so much deeper than it being a child or a baby.
It's not just a child. Or is this not? It's my child. I can raise my child. Want you, my child. It's my child. My child, child, child. No, their child. Your parents raised you. They know. They have a little bit of insight, and over time they've learned, because they had to deal with you, how to have a little bit of grace as well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't beat them up. Don't, you know, throw them out the window. And you know those grandbabies want to see their grandparents as well, because they want to see who's the boss of mommy and daddy.
Facts.
Too.
Yeah,
you know,
weird.
That is, oh, you're mommy and daddy's boss. And then they go and cuddle it with grandma and grandpa, whoever they are, nana, papa, great auntie, aunt, uncle, whatever. Mm-hmm. But y'all, don't, adult children, please stop punishing your your parents or the kids from seeing their grandparents. They want to see their grandparents, and those grandparents want to see their children. I mean, their grandbabies. So stop that.
That must have, like, just happened, and it's like fresh.
No,
it's been holding.
Yeah,
I actually saw a situation that happened. Like, I don't know if it was like on Instagram or something like that. Girl was just talking, and I'm just like, yeah, let that man see his grandson. You know, women do that sometimes, and so do men too. Men can be as petty, just as petty. But it's like, you know, that baby mama type stuff. Like, you ain't gonna see your child. You know, it's the same thing when it comes down to grandparents as well. Like, y'all stop being spoiled brats.
Yeah, that's
you know, let them see those grandbabies, and it's okay.
Also in the building, we got my man King D3. D3, what's up?
What's happening, man? I meant to say man and rain. What's happening? To every listener who can watch the Reverb Live crew do great at radio, and then also still have our slippers like calling rain main. But it's all good, man. And shout out to our Heavenly Father who checked in moments before even we did, man. He checked in. He made sure all our mics was good. He made sure all our listeners were prepared and made sure every social media platform was prepared so that y'all can listen to us. I got to agree with what T said. And, you know, I'm going to put my own little stop doing this. But mine is going to be start doing this. And what is that? Start making movies, videos, art, you know, songs, music, things that actually shows positive results, positive outcomes, positive things.
Something with some substance.
Yes. And the reason I said this is because during the road trip time with my wife and I don't know what specifically it was that hit me, and I made sure I wrote it down, but I said, you know, in my mind, I'm only thinking about a specific movie, but it had a negative connotation. It had a negative outcome to it. And I noticed how it warped the way that I saw. And I was looking over a bridge, and it was something I saw in a movie. And it made me think of, like, how in certain movies you have the part, like a Christmas party. But typically when you have a Christmas party, you see things like this person trying to plot on this person, or you see this person trying to get with this person's husband or wife. You see, and it was that type of energy. And I said, you know what? Why, when I look at this building, is my mind automatically thinking that, when it's still opportunities to think the alternate way? And it had a lot to do with a visual that I saw, or music, something I heard. But I just thought about the fact that just as easy as the negative things about something like a building or something like, you know, a staircase could be there, it could be a positive thing as well. And, you know, I want to, you know, encourage everyone out there who's making music, who's making movies, who's doing drawings and paintings, and have the ability to create positive outcomes. Continue to do so. Continue to encourage people to in a positive light, because it truly impacts the way that we perceive things. It impacts the way that we perceive the world. It impacts the way that we perceive ourselves in the world as well. So for all our creators out there, man, stay encouraged to create the positive outcomes that shows God, that shows positive results, and that keeps people encouraged. So, amen. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely, man, for all our creatives out there. Man, I was listening to a radio broadcast the other day, and this dude, just random dude, just walks up to this random guy, and he would ask him questions about religion and religious questions. And why do you believe that? Well, if that's true, then what about this? And he was just drilling this guy, and I'm thinking, like, oh man, this guy's putting pressure on this dude. Mm-hmm. But the dude kind of held his own, you know. Mm-hmm. He stood firm in his belief, and he answered the guy's questions, and he wasn't a jerk about it. Like, he wasn't like, yo, why you asking me all these questions? He just kept answering these questions. Turns mm-hmm. out, the random guy that was asking this guy questions, he happened to be a believer himself, mm-hmm. and it was just an exercise.
Wow.
of seeing if the other person knew what they believed in.
Man,
and it turns out he was a Christian. The guy that was asking questions was a Christian. The guy that was answering the questions was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole exercise was to make sure that you knew who, what, where, when, and why you believe
in Christ.
That's good, yeah.
And I was like, yo, if Buddy would have drilled me like that, would I had a sufficient enough response to defend the faith?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, bro, is this going to cause me to go into my word again? But it's like, man, you've been in church 15, 20 years, bro. Mm-hmm. You don't know why, when, what, or why you believe in this stuff?
Right.
What you been doing?
Right.
You know, so I think this episode, we was like, yo, Tracy, I put it on the calendar, Tracy, we have to talk about, like, defending the faith or something on the calendar. And she's like, all right, we're going to do it. And today is the day that we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be an interesting show. I was going to bulk up for this show.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm going to get into the presence of the Lord and just lift some Bibles, some scriptures real quick. You know, beef up a little bit. Yeah, like, bro. You've been going to church for a long time. Christ should be in you. Mm-hmm. You've read the Bible enough to have that little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's set forth and let's see why you believe and what you believe. And if you're struggling out there, the Reverb Live crew is actually going to help you out. So it's going to be a bunch of good information that we're going to share. Of course, we're going to hear a lot from Professor Tracy. She's got a lot to say about
it. I do. Oh,
she's going to add the depth on it. She's going to put the stamp on it.
Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
But we are going to have some input because we are believers of Christ. This is the reason why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to jump into this Reverb Word of the Day. We also got our Reverb check-ins we got to go to.
Most
so if
definitely.
You're out there, we're going to shout you out in just a little bit. And then we're going to jump into this topic, man. Should be a good one. No going anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah. I'm a bright young man, kill the GPA, and the BPM. Look, we on, so say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae, from the A train to the A, I'm coming in hot. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac, I shoot a shot, I'm coming in hot.
Wake him up. See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up.
I
kept it too real. Yeah. I wasn't faking up.
No.
My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline.
Deadline.
My timeline was a hashtag.
Yeah.
Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Feeling like Pac.
Yeah.
Back in I-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks.
No.
Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way.
Yeah,
I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping.
Drip.
Everybody want to start dipping.
Yeah.
First, nobody want to listen.
Shh.
Now everybody pay attention.
Huh.
Now everybody pay fee.
Shh.
Even Trump got to take a knee.
Shh.
When the horn blow, y'all going to see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Ain't no big. Feel like Pac.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Let them people see them babies, y'all.
And Trace. Positive creator D3, man.
There you go. I'm the only one that didn't even have a check-in, man. Defending the Faith Rain. Nah, Tracy.
Boom.
There you go. People, we're going to have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about defending the faith. This is the thing that you believed in for all these years. The reason why you pay your tithes, the reason why you go to church, the reason why you pick up that Bible, the reason why you pray, it's for a reason. What is the reason behind that? Let's go ahead and talk about this subject. Before we do, let's give you a Reverb Word of the Day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
We got Romans chapter 12, verse 14.
Oh, some heavy stuff, heavy stuff. Some shing, shing, shing.
I mean, it's just shorts.
Okay. Romans 12, chapter 14, it says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Period. Yep. It is so tempting, y'all, to say, you know what? They persecuted me, and you gotta want to try to go and defend yourself,
right?
And be like, man, it's so much back and forth, and you so tempted to say something negative about the other person. Mm. You so tempted to say something negative or some curse. About the next person or cuss somebody out. You know what I mean by curse, mean like using profanity and also saying negative things about them as well. But the Bible just said, it says, bless those who persecute you.
That's tough.
Bless them.
That's tough.
It's a challenge.
Don't look at me like it's tough.
It's a challenge. I know it's a challenge. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. First of all, the whole chapter 12 of Romans is something that's going to, it's like a gut check. But I'm only stopping at this one verse. This whole section is delicious. Mm-hmm. But I'm stopping at this one verse because of the temptation that comes along with wanting to just go ahead and just be negative about the situation.
Yeah.
Or whatever the situation is, whatever it may be. Bless those who persecute you. When people come up to you with drama, you know, that person be like, they just really just fishing for information so they can go share it with somebody else so they can feel like they got the most.
When you know it, it's
right.
Like,
and you know, you just like, man, you ain't doing nothing but stirring up. You just being a busybody right now. Yeah. But you get into this position, you just say, you know what? Bless those who persecute you. Oh, you know what? I have no idea, you know, what's going on, what may be happening, but man, I'm just putting this situation before the Lord. Man, could you pray with me? Could you pray for the situation? You know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to get you. They're trying to see where your mind really is about it. Your mind really is, I can't stand them. I hate this situation. Yeah. I want to bust them in the throat. I want to, if I could, you know, you sit down those movies and they have those visuals of what you could do. and then you ended up like cutting the people, splicing them out. You got blood splattered all over the wall or something. Yeah. And then you come back to reality and you just say, oh, would you pray with me? Like, instead of it, you know. Yeah. So, but the Bible tells us that, you know, persecutions are going to come. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to be, you know, happy about it. Right. But it says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do
That's
not
tough.
Curse.
That's tough for all my cousins.
It's giving us two things to do, y'all.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Bless them and don't curse. Yeah. Because we know it's tempting for you not to bless, but to actually curse. I'm just saying.
Well, that word is definitely for somebody out there. We got something for somebody, for everybody that's listening to the show right now. We're going to give you some tips on how to defend your faith. There's a book that calls... It was a guy, Pastor Tommy did this. It was a little small book called Know What You Believe. Mm. It was a short little book. It was a good quick read, but it gave you the basic principle and foundations of the faith. Hopefully we can give you some of that today on the show. Stay tuned. Bottom half of the show, that's what we're going to talk about. It's a Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Online gospel show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you know the power of your words, then decree it and believe it. Let's go!
I decree, I decree, I decree, I declare it. And like a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know, then. Oh, I decree, I decree, I decree, I declare it. And like a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know, then. I decree, I decree, I decree, I declare it. I make a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know,
church,
I believe in you, cause you believe in me. You the realest, had me checking from the do-si. You got me walking tall, my shoulders back now. Eyes fixed up, don't have a care at all. I know that they gon' try to hold me down. But I just gotta use the word on them. Burn them up, I pull the cord on them. Cause I ain't really trying to hear them. I decree, I decree, I decree, I declare it. And like a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know, whoa. I decree, I decree, I decree, I declare it. And like a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know, whoa. Building on a promise, firm as the ground. And nothing stronger than the word house.
So what you fill it with?
So they can bring it down. If you don't build it up, then they gon' tear you down. But where your power lies, you connected to? I gotta ask you, who do you run to? Or do you find help, or do you grasp it? Got me wondering where your word be.
Calling what you don't see, cause it's all in your speech.
And that's the real though.
Paint a picture with your knees. You're calling the heavenly thing.
Gotta watch what you say though. And that's the real though. You just gotta declare and decree it. Yeah.
The person you are trying to reach has traveled outside of the spiritual jurisdiction and does not accept calls from negativity. You cannot leave a message, so try speaking life for further assistance. Thank you.
Yeah. I decree. Yes, I decree. I believe, I believe, I believe. Yeah, yeah,
yes, I believe.
I believe, I believe, I believe.
Oh, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yes, I
decree. Hey, I decree, I decree, I decree, and I believe it. And like a badge, I'll wear it. And if you know, like I know, yeah.
Something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building, giving that gospel ring.
Defending the faith, Tracy.
And I believe the three.
There you go, there you go, there you go. Listen, there's got to be a time where someone's going to ask you, why do you believe in what you believe?
Yeah.
And you got to be able to respond. The Bible does talk about you should be able to give a response.
Give an answer.
Give an answer to your faith of why you believe in what you're believing in. Not even for your own sake.
Mm-hmm.
But for the life of others, for the witness of others, for the direction to point someone in the right direction. So I guess this episode, we're going to try to help you out in that manner. I purposely did not hit the Bible gym to bulk up on my scripture.
I came as I was.
You know, I came regular.
Amen.
Just to, because people are going to have that excuse, well, you know, I don't know the gospel like that, or I'm not a preacher, or I'm not a minister, so I don't really know my word like that, but I can, but I go to church. Now, you listen, if you've been going to church for the past 10 years, some of that has to have seeped through. If you read your Bible just a few times during them 10 years, some of that stuff had to have seeped through. And you know more than what you think you know.
Facts.
You know more than the person that knows nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be that example to you. I hope Tracy don't ask me no hard questions. I hope we don't put no hard questions out there. But you at least have to give a reason as to why you believe in what you believe in. And more than just, I just do. You got to be a little bit more than that. Even if you put on your own experiences, fine. Even if you can't quote the scripture word for word, that's fine. But you got to give some type of response. All right, Tracy. I don't know how are we going to do this thing? How are we going to start this? Are we going to ask questions first? The tough questions?
Well, has everybody in here had that experience first?
No.
Have you had that experience where you had?
I did.
Share?
I've had that experience before. I'll tell you that. I know. I remember my niece was getting married, and so we all went down to Miami, and all of the girls were getting their nails done together, right? Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there, and the lady is doing my nails, and we're just having a conversation. I said, "Well, let me just try it because she seems like she has an Asian descent." Mm-hmm. So I'm in there, I'm sitting down, I see the little Buddha doll behind her with a little belly smiling, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I say, "Well, so is that your faith?" You know, she's like, "Yeah." But she's talking. I said, "So what is that faith about?" And she started to explain to me. Don't ask me what she talked about. I don't remember. Because in my mind, the whole time I kept thinking, how am I going to tell about Christ? How am I going to tell about Christ? How am I going to tell about Christ? And not to feel weird because I'm there with the other ladies. And they are in their own chairs having their own conversations or maybe on their phones. So anyway, I'm getting my nails done and so I said, "Well, I like this, a pretty color red." She said, "Ooh, yeah, it's a nice color red, but I don't really like red." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because, you know, her boyfriend got shot and killed right in front of her. She had on white." Ooh. And this is like another lady, she said, in Vietnam, this is where she's from, somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started talking about her faith.
Okay.
So why do you believe in that? Dot, dot, dot. And then she said, "Well, why do you believe in what you believe in?"
Throw
that question.
And instantly, turn it on you now.
When she said that, bro, I was like,
"Here we go."
And you know, I didn't have all the words to say. I just would only depend on the Holy Spirit. So the first thing that I would even start off with is just saying, number one, you guys got to depend on the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. God will give you what words to say in the same time and hour that he would, because he cares about you, but he also cares about the person that you're talking to as well.
He wants
them to be drawn to him, because he wants all men to have a relationship with him. So the first thing I would tell everybody to do is just lean on the Holy Spirit. Don't lean on a whole bunch of maybe like head knowledge. It's good to get that information. It's good to learn. It's good to get in your Bible. It's good to get that word inside your spirit. That's all good and dandy. It's good to study the Bible. Please do that. Continue to do that. The word of God is sharp. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's good for correction and reproof and rebuke. Keep doing those things, but also just know that the Holy Spirit is a great teacher, and he will teach you and lead you in all things. All right?
For sure.
So as we were talking, I did tell her, "Well, I believe in my faith because of Jesus Christ." I said, "I didn't want to go to hell." I said, "We all are sinners, and we all are going to have to go and face judgment one day." Mm-hmm. And so I believe because I don't want to be in hell. And that's a really good reason. That is still a good reason. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to burn up in hell. Mm-hmm. And because this life is going to end one day, and then you're going to have to face, you know, daylight or night. I'm just saying, you know, heaven or hell.
Yeah.
So that's where I would start at, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Through my experience, I learned to ask my why questions in my private time too. So on top of leaning on God, I encourage everyone to ask those why questions when you read your Bible. Like when we do our studying, when we do our praying, asking yourself those why questions, because you know some scriptures would be like, okay, God looked at Noah and said this, or God disciplined this person for this. Ask God why. Ask him to show you.
Like,
then,
God, why did they do? Why you did that?
Yeah, why did you do that? Why is that a sin? You know, something. I remember one time with the whole sex before marriage thing and all that. I was like, it may have sound crazy, but I had to ask God why, and he showed, you know, and that becomes important during those moments. So asking those pre-why questions.
I know a big question that people have to deal with, and I think one of our listeners was talking about this. How do you know God is real?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like a very big blanket statement,
mm-hmm.
question, but maybe that person is really trying to struggle with, how do you know, like, this God thing is real? How do you know God is real?
Mm-hmm.
I know one response that I would give to somebody, because I'm such an engineering mind, I'm a thinker. I love the fact that God is an orchestrator. God has sense. God has order. And he's the greatest architect of them all. And I would explain to somebody, well, all right, well, let's take, for instance, I think God is a creator, because God created heaven and earth. He created everything that we see in front of us. Do you believe you see that car? What kind of car you drive? So, I drive a Ford. I said, all right, well, that Ford is made from somewhere. Like, where did that Ford come from? He said, well, it's made from manufacturer. Yes, somebody designed it. Somebody put it together. It wasn't just a bunch of parts that was just laying around on the ground.
Yeah.
And then
it boom happened. And then all of a sudden
they emerged and it grew a tire, and the tire just connected itself to the
axle.
And
then the green grass grew all around.
Right? It was designed that way.
Yeah.
I think the world, and I think the universe we live in, is designed by some awesome creator. All this stuff doesn't happen by chance. It is designed and engineered to work, mm-hmm. in a certain reason. And I think the designer, there's a big designer out there, and it's God. And God put all of this thing together. And I said, that's why I believe in God. Somebody's out there making all this happen.
For sure.
One thing I would probably add to that too is there's a scripture that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Mm. You say, how do you know that God is real?
Mm-hmm.
Well, try it.
Oh, wow. It's true.
Well, taste and see that God is good.
Yeah.
The only thing, this is how you try God. You find one piece of the scripture, you find one piece of the word, or find something that the pastor talked about, mm-hmm. on a pulpit, and say, for real? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to just try it. I think the word of the day said something like, bless and don't curse.
Yeah.
What if God challenged you in that same thing, and you say, you know what, that thing, the scripture said bless and don't curse. You may be a person that cuss all the time,
mm-hmm.
might have cussed just before it all started. You might cuss right after, mm-hmm. but on that moment you tried God's word and you said, you know what, I'm not gonna say nothing, I'm gonna just bless. And you just never know what may happen. Maybe God will come through, because God, he's going to support his word.
He's
going to come through on whatever his word says. So I would say to the person who says, well, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Well, oh, taste and see, mm-hmm. that God is good. Well, how do you know that this food is good? Well, try it.
Yeah.
Just taste a little
bit
of it.
That's good. Make it practical.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that a lot of people miss out on, is the practical side of being a believer.
Most definitely.
Some people may focus on trying to get the right scripture out. And because you don't really get the right scripture out, you look crazy, because you're like, well, it says in, what is it, Ezekiel?
In verse 2.
In the Book of Lucky Charms. I don't know.
Book of Lucky Charms.
But it says something about, and thou shalt. And then they do the King James part, the thou shalt.
Yeah.
And like, bro, we don't talk like that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to say know scripture for yourself, but know it to where you can at least say it in layman terms, or just, mm-hmm. describe what you're trying to say. You don't have to quote the scripture word for word.
Yeah.
Just explain in your own words, what does it mean and what does it mean to you and the whole situation. Look, people don't, it's good that you can roll off scriptures. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But people do want to have a regular conversation with you.
Yeah.
And it may not involve scripture.
Yeah, I like that also, Rain, because you're essentially saying relieve yourself too of the pressure of being this scholar.
That's true.
You didn't write the Bible. So it's okay to know the scripture from heart and from the layman's term, mm-hmm. and say, and yes, you're going to get that question. You will get the question majority of the time of where does it say that at? That's typical.
That's fact.
And it's okay to say, give me a moment, I'll show you. Because the reality is not about you always being able to name the scripture like that, but the fact that you can still prove and show what you just said creates the validity still.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And one thing that I would say is that God tells us in the word that God, one man plants, one man waters, but it's God that gives the increase. So if God is giving the increase, y'all, he's going to use whatever it is that you say to the other person. You may not know that you were reaching their heart or their soul or anything like that. You don't know what they already know. know of or have already knew before they came to you at all, or before you encountered them at all. Only thing you need to do is continue to talk, you know, speak what God is giving you to say. But another thing is, I don't want us to get to the point where, you know, we don't try to get in the word either. Like, it's good, you know, you use what you got is what I'm going to say.
Right.
Use what you got. If you ain't got all of the, you know, the scripture to pull out or whatnot, or you don't have the fire baptism and you're going to heaven or hell, and if you don't have all that, that's fine. Use what God gave you. But also, don't be slack in your faith either.
Right.
Don't be slack in your faith either. Still take the time to try to say, okay, well, let me see how I can share my faith like this. Or let me see what scripture I can probably put in my tools to know as well. Because God still expects us to grow and to, you know, evolve in our faith as well.
Yeah, we're supposed to still be a good steward. A good student and a steward of his word to share with others. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to share with you a story or just a quick comment that one of the listeners had and how they had to share their faith. Someone asked them, why do you believe in God?
Oh.
And you'd be surprised at what this person said. It's amazing. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shanice, and you're now tuned in to the Reverb Live Show with the one and only DJ Brain.
All about you, Chase. All about you, all about you, all about you, Chase. Chase. All about you, all about you.
People may see me, but what do they see in me? They know that I'm young and I made some mistakes, but do they see the heat in me? The me that they talk about, been washed away, but they don't know that you saw everything, you, before you formed me, you knew that one day that I would choose you anyway, so that's why you never ever left my side. Only if they see me with your eyes, they know this love we share won't change. So I don't mind. Cause it's all about you, all about you, all about you, all about you. But I know he loves me. I'm not talking religion, I'm talking that living for him in the moment. Don't have time to be walking around pleasing no one, cause they don't know that you saw everything, you before you formed me, you knew that one day I would choose you anyway. That's why you never ever left my side. Only if they see me with your eyes, they know this love we share won't change. So I don't mind. Cause it's
all about you, Jace, all about you.
Gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. I'm super excited to share the gospel ring
and sharing the gospel, Tracy.
Yeah. Tag along, D3.
Well, you know, hey, that's a different style, right? There's different ways you can be excited about the gospel, different ways you can spread the gospel. Reverb Live Show is going to give you, I guess, the Reverb top 10 ways on how to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. All right? Let me see. One, you could just find some common ground. Common ground. And by common ground, I mean, you could say, hey, instead of just give them the gospel straight up, find some common ground first. Y'all share the same football team.
Okay.
Y'all share the same basketball team, the love for the same team. So once you find that common ground, they're more apt or more, I guess, ready to hear what you guys say. Because, oh, man, we like the same team. The stuff that he's saying can't be that bad.
Right.
And then you can share it. You're then welcome to share the gospel. So I say find some common ground.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I would say for all believers is all believers, you should know what the gospel is. Like, what is actually the gospel? Because you still want to share your faith with them. Not just why you believe, but what is the gospel? The gospel is that we were all sinners and God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we may have eternal life. Now, you may not be able to go through all what happened in Genesis and bring it all the way up to now, but it's good to know.
it's good to know.
For sure.
But the gospel is that, plus that Jesus Christ died and that he rose again on the third day, was already spoken in the scriptures. What scriptures? The things that were spoken before Jesus Christ was even born. The things that we see in the Old Testament. So when they say according to the scriptures, they're talking about the Old Testament type stuff and all brought all the way up to now. So Jesus Christ died and he rose again on the third day because of our sins, for our sins. That is the gospel, y'all. Okay.
Sure.
So that's what I would say. Know the gospel.
Yeah. And that's the important part.
That's the important part.
He died for our sins, for the sins of all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Before
you sinned one time, before you were even born one time, he already died for you.
Yeah, that's good. You know what's funny? I didn't think about it. That's the part that got me. Remember the guy I was telling you about, Tim Brown?
Yeah.
He was the guy that witnessed to me when I was a freshman in college. He was telling me this thing, and I was like, trust me, I'm not a church guy. I wasn't raised up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I was a CME kid, just went to church on Christmas, Mother's Day. What's the other
Easter?
One? Easter. You know what I'm saying? I went to church.
Yeah.
But he said, he loved you so much that he died for you in your sins. I was like, wow. He would do that for me? Yeah. Yo, to a regular believer, we hear that so many times, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But to somebody that never heard it before, that knew that could hear that someone loved them enough that they would go to even death for you.
Yeah.
That speaks a lot to that person. And it spoke a lot to me. I was like, wow, somebody would do that for me. Yeah, well, tell me more about this guy.
Yeah.
You know? All right, D, what you got?
I'm going to definitely go sharing it through the arts. I think kind of like how you said that commonality.
Mm-hmm.
I think art speaks in so many different ways and heightens so many senses that if you were to, you know, draw it across, or if you were to through a poem talk about a scripture, it may hit a little different as well. So that's an opportunity to share.
You know who does that really good? Passion for Christ. Passion for Christ Ministry.
Was that the P4CM?
P4CM.
Go check them out. P4CM.com.
Yeah.
All their stuff is amazing.
I wonder if they're still doing it. Like, I went to LA 1 year just to go and go to one of their events, and it was really dope, y'all. Man. It was so dope.
I can't even line up a track right now. The stuff they talk about, how they love Christ and how they treated their lives and how they treated God, is like, whoa, I
so
never
poetic.
Thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Eloquent.
Yeah.
Very, very eloquent. Here's the opposite of eloquent. And me and D was talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Be regular.
Be regular.
Yeah, just like, yo, meet them where they are.
You could
be so, like, some people may not take the word from a preacher because they don't trust preachers.
Mm.
Some people may not take the word from a minister because they don't trust ministers. Some people may not take the word from a deacon because they think all the deacons is crooks anyway.
Yeah.
Just be a regular dude or a regular girl and just tell them that what God has done in your life. Share your life experience. Just be a regular person in front of them and then just share them and then share the gospel with them.
Yeah. One thing that I would do is say, tell you guys to do is to, which is kind of along the lines with what DJ Rain said, but to also add that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
So be able to share when did you get saved?
Yeah.
Testify. Tell good. Somebody
share
this is
your
what
story.
Happened to me.
This is what happened to me.
Right.
It's good.
Like for example, well, I don't know if I should talk about that one, but, I remember that I never saw anybody pray in tongues before. I never even knew about the gift of tongues. I was raised Episcopal, so that's all I knew. Mm-hmm. And I knew that the churches with the drums,
mm-hmm.
with the drums and the Baptist churches, I'm calling it Baptist churches, but in my head when I was a kid, I knew about drums.
Right.
And they were beating the drums and boom, 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 boom. And I was like, man, those are the churches that be in there for a long time. My church, you go in there, oh, Father, da 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 da. And that's it, because I grew up that way. And so 1 hour, 2 hours, we're out. I went to a Bible study one time, and I'm thinking I'm going to a Bible study, the type that is at those Baptist churches with the drums and stuff.
Right.
But it was at my high school. And I go to my high school, I open the door, and I'm telling you guys, I felt this heat, mm-hmm. almost like this big wind when I opened the doors, like something holy and very breathtaking was happening in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I looked in, and people who were in my same grade, they were like 10th graders and teachers and security guards, were in there speaking in tongues and praying.
Wow.
And I was looking at them like Moses was looking at the burning bush. Like, this bush is burning, but there's nothing being burned up. What is happening here?
What's happening?
And I was drawn into seeing this. And it was a testament to say, wow, I was drawn into that, but also that the gifts that God gives his believers are there to draw people closer to him. And that's what it did
that's
for
good.
Me.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
so
good.
I can testify that actually happened to me. Tell your testimony.
Yeah, so there's a story out there that one of our listeners, one of our live listeners, I think Sheena B. Encourage, posted. Somebody asked her, like, what? Why do you believe in what you believe?
Yeah, Sheena stated she was saying that a patient asked her why she believed and what happens after she dies and find out that Jesus isn't real. She stated that she responded with, "If he is, I know he is, and I'm fireproof. I've been through enough to know."
And that talks about the experiences that she's experienced, because she's had tough times in her life that God had to carry her through.
Oh, yeah.
So that's from her own personal experience. That's how she knows God is real. Is there another comment out there by one of our listeners?
Right. Yes. We do have a listener stating that it wasn't necessarily defending her faith, but sharing it with people of different faiths and non-believers, getting them to understand why you are so deep into it. Which essentially the difference in that is just it may be an initiative versus someone coming up and causing you to have to defend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, another way that you can share your faith is, I mean, to these are for the guys that love the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can be an apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are the guys that can go through this word and we'll go line for line, bar for bar with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll just go through this word. And if you that person that like to debate on the word of God or go point counterpoint, you're like a lawyer with this thing. You want to dissect this thing. There's a certain style to that, Tracy. What do you call that?
I would just call that just being direct, a direct style. Just telling them straight up, hey, this is what the word say. We're going back for back, blow for blow of what God's word is saying.
Okay.
Well, not that. I would say it's intellectual.
Ah, the intellectual, like those Ravi Zachariah type dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Who else does that? Kirk Cameron. That's his name,
was
right?
Was it him? I thought it was the dude with him. Ray Comfort.
And Ray Comfort. Okay, Both of them together. They have the... I forgot what the way of the master.
Yes.
The way of the master evangelism tools that they use to train people on how to share their faith.
Yeah.
And they do it from the aspect of sharing the law. But going back to that, he just talked about doing, DJ Ray talked about being intellectual. Mm-hmm. But then you also have that direct style saying, listen, if you don't give your life to God, there is a place called heaven and hell. You will go to hell if you don't believe in God. And if you will go to heaven if you do. And you need to also live a life that honors the Lord. That's just being straight up direct. Boom.
That's
heaven, hell.
That's blunt.
Holiness of hell. That's that.
When you break it down, that's all it boils down
that's
what, to.
That's all it boils down to. Everything else is just kind of like, you know, helping you understand, helping you get to that point. Because nobody wants a teacher that says, listen, either you get known this math problem or not, but don't teach you the math problem. Right. Got it?
Yeah. People, we're here talking about ways to share your faith. If somebody were to walk up to you right now and ask you, why do you believe in what you believe? Would you have a response to say? You've been saved for what, 10, 12, 15, 20 years? Do you have an adequate response other than, oh, I just love God and I love Jesus? Right. It's got to have a little bit more substance to it than that.
Yep. There's another style that you can do, or how you can show your faith. It's called the interpersonal style. It's just kind of how Jesus invited Matthew, the tax collectors, over to the house or whatnot to say, hey, I'm going to come to your house tonight. And I'm coming to your house to share and interact and fellowship with you. And from there, he was able to share the gospel with them.
So what was that one?
That's interpersonal.
Interpersonal. That's okay.
Interpersonal.
I like that one.
All right, that's cool. All right. People, we're just trying to give you some tips. There's no way we can list all the tips here on this show. We only have an hour. But there's so many ways out there. If anything, look, definitely, of course, read your Bible, read your word. Go online, do research. Look how other people share their faith online. Yeah. Copy their style. It's okay to plagiarize.
Yeah.
In this instance, it's all right to find ways how to win souls by seeing how other people do it. So, you know what? I like how they did that. I'm going to try to do that as well. People, that's it. We're done for this episode of the Reverb Live Show.
But we don't have to be forever, because you can go to iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Spreaker, or SoundCloud. Like, comment, and share the Reverb Live Show.
And if you have any questions, the topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love and mess it all up, but it's okay. Hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
People, that's it for this hour, but stay tuned. Another hour could be on the way. Or press play to hear our next episode of our podcast. It's a Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.